The Arizona band Decker is something of a mixed bag. Its members live in Flagstaff, Sedona, and the Phoenix area. Stylistically, frontman Brandon Decker describes the music as psychedelic desert folk, but when you listen, it's reminiscent of lots of different genres, everything from Pink Floyd to Mumford & Sons.
Fool me once, said shame on you. Got a thing to say or two. Been digging in the dirt.
The band just released a new album on Tuesday titled Patsy. We invited Brandon Decker in studio to talk with us about the new record, and two of his bandmates, Amber Johnson and Matt Newcomb, also came to play a tiny desert concert for us.
I would say the biggest influences on this record are Portishead, that Portishead live album, and PJ Harvey's record, To Bring You My Love, and both of those are like early 90s things. A.A. Bondi, who's kind of a modern folky guy. He's not. He's awesome. Like, I don't mean that in despair. Like, he's
sure.
He did some folk music, but he does a lot of really spacey, slow, patient stuff. And then Quentin Tarantino soundtracks.
Wow.
I feel like that is the what was drawn upon largely on there, on this record. I wanted a lot of tremolo, and I wanted these kind of noise freakouts, but I also always felt like I made modern gospel-y music, you know?
I want to ask you about the title track, Patsy. I'm curious what compelled you to write a song like this about the person that it's about.
Well, I'm assuming you mean Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes.
The album I had decided was going to be named Patsy, and there was certainly to me, I mean, the obvious imagery there was Lee Harvey Oswald. I dabble in the conspiracy theories. I dabble. I'm not obsessed with them. I'm not particularly concerned with them. I think it's interesting to think. Here's one thing I'll say about Lee Harvey Oswald. Whether he killed Kennedy or not, the Warren Commission's finding that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and I don't think that's even remotely possible. So what does that mean for us as a person? You know, as an individual and a society, like, what does it mean that we live in a place where that sort of thing happens, you know? And going down that road, I was thinking, okay, well, then what was driving a guy like Lee Harvey Oswald? What's going through his head? You know, like, I'm certainly not championing.
You're not sticking up for the guy here.
Yeah. I think, without sounding trite, I think what I felt when I wrote it was, I mean, there's a little bit of that in everybody.
Interesting.
I mean, there's a little bit. Obviously, we're not all lunatics. But, I mean, there is a little bit of this, you know, we all get played a fool here and there, you know?
So can you guys play for us the title track, Patsy?
I think we could do that.
They would say I'm an angry man. I was a lonesome man, but I'm just a hungry man. Look at me, the bewildered one. I am a Soviet. I am the powerless. Here I am, proletariat. I'm not a tortured man. I am the everyman. Made my decision and my deed is done. I am the bastard son. I'll kill everyone. Never better over there, never better over here, never better anywhere. Made my decision and I'm through, it's all over now for me, it's all over for you. For you.
That was Patsy, the title track to the new album from the band Decker, speaking with Brandon Decker. Why is Sedona the right place for you? I mean, it's not, I don't think, a huge music scene up there. It's clearly not right in the valley. It's a bit away from the Flagstaff music and clearly far away from the valley in Tucson. So why is that the right place
right.
for you?
It is a beautiful place. I like the high desert and the mountain kind of combination. I've written 5 albums since I've lived there. But I think the side point to living there is what it did was it forced me to never really try to be a part of some local popularity contest. That the goal, the necessity, was always to get it out there all over.
Does it help you sort of set your own course to not maybe be influenced by some of the other bands that you would inevitably come upon in a bigger music scene?
Well, I think I'm influenced by everybody. You know, like I'm influenced by bands in Phoenix and Tucson and Denver and San Francisco. Portland, Maine, and Little Rock, Arkansas, and lots of places. I love the fact that 1 month we will play in Denver, and the next month we'll play in San Francisco, and the next month we'll play in Tucson, and the next month in Phoenix, and sometimes all in the same month. I would not trade that to be super prevalent in any one location.
So can you guys play us out with another track from the album?
Yes, this is Spades from our new record, Patsy.
We're hearing from Amber Johnson on keyboard, Matt Newcomb on light percussion, Brandon Decker on guitar. Decker's new album is called Patsy. It was released on Tuesday. You can catch them live tomorrow night at Last Exit Live in Phoenix.
Thief like me don't want to hear about how you beat your hasty retreat. will just pull the wool down. I don't need to see, so speak your words clear, 'cause all this talk is cheap. Sleep out in the stars, child, you be so still, my sweet. Or did you just